Mini test 6. Listening. This section measures your ability to understand conversations and lectures in English. You will listen to one conversation and one lecture. You will hear each conversation and lecture one time. After each conversation or lecture, you will answer some questions about it. The questions typically ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. Answer the questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means that you will hear, but not see, part of the question. You will now begin this part of the listening section. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation between a student and her advisor.
Hi, sorry I'm running a bit late. Are you ready to talk now?
Yes, I am.
And do you have your schedule planner with you?
Yes, I do.
And have you looked over the schedule of classes and thought about what courses you'd like to take then?
Yes to that too.
Okay. Let's see what courses you have on your list. I see. Let's talk about what you have here. I see that you'd like to take the American literature class on 19th century novels. That looks just fine. You've already taken the prerequisite English courses for this one, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've taken both the prerequisites for the 19th century novels course.
Okay. And you'd like to sign up for both world geography and sociology? That's good. They both satisfy general education requirements, so they're good classes to take.
Yes, those are some of my last required courses.
Mm-hmm. And music. You've listed a music course.
Yes, I'm in the school choir, so I take the choir course every semester.
Okay, that sounds fine too. Now, what's the last course you've listed? Canoeing? You want to take a canoeing course? Wait a minute, what about chemistry? You're taking Chemistry 101 this semester?
Yes, I'm taking it, but...
You do know that you need to take Chemistry 102 also? Chemistry 101 isn't enough. It's part of a two-semester series. Chemistry 101 and 102 go together.
I know that, but I just don't want to take Chemistry 102 next semester.
Why not?
Chemistry 101 isn't exactly a lot of fun. I'm working really hard in that course, but I'm not doing very well.
Okay, so maybe you should get a tutor. You do need to take the second semester of chemistry.
I know I need to take another semester of chemistry, but I'd like to take some time off from it before I try the second semester.
By taking canoeing instead?
Exactly. I thought it would be a good break from chemistry.
It certainly is. Well, as long as you know that you need to take the second semester of chemistry, and if you take only one semester off from it, then I guess it'll be okay.
Thank you.